Good evening, Color Luck. You're listening to the radio of Color Luck City, informally but more truthfully known as The Rock. We're your hosts, Nick Denikin
and Mallory Wilson. This week, we've been asked to remind you that the post office will be closed today and tomorrow due to some long-term storm repairs, so you may have to drive over to Groton with any urgent packages.
Oh, would you look at this? The Crooked Arrow Pub announces that it will be hosting a speed dating event tonight at 9.
That's about it for community news this week, but once again, Nick is here to provide you with all of your horoscope needs.
I sure am, Mallory. Aries, if someone changes their boundaries or rules for interacting with you, that does not mean that they hate you or that you necessarily did anything wrong. If you do genuinely think that either of these could be the case, try talking to them about it. Taurus, you'll have good luck this week. Not amazing, but like the celestial equivalent of rounding 99 cents up to a dollar. Gemini, things are about to start seeming really bad soon, but I promise you will be okay. Cancer, you need to let some people in this week. Take some bricks down from the walls you've built, or I'm coming for you with a jackhammer. Leo, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, the squeaky mouse gets noticed and caught in a trap. Tell me, Leos, are you the wheel or the mouse? Virgo, don't buy that shirt. I know, your friend said it looked good on you, but they were exaggerating, and plus, you know it only goes with, like, one of your pairs of pants. Libra, yeah, I don't really have anything thrilling for you this week. You're just gonna have a pretty standard time. Scorpio, let yourself feel the connection between your feet and the earth. Let yourself know that you are part of all this. Sagittarius, this week, try to meet three new people. With one, you'll form a lasting bond. With another, you may open a food truck or something. Just have fun with it. Capricorn, the sound of every star in the heavens singing together is a beautiful cacophony. Maybe one day your voice will join the choir. Aquarius, a fledgling bird leaps from its nest, struggling with underused wings. This week, have the same faith in the world as that bird, whether it's misplaced or not. Pisces, get lost in a good book. No, seriously, take some time, pick up a book. I don't care what it is, no judgment, just take some time to explore a new world.
City Volunteer Fire Department got a call at 5 a.m. this morning. Actually, it was closer to 4:56 and about 33 seconds. That isn't important. The woman who called said that she had seen smoke rising from somewhere east of here. Not due east, things are rarely that perfect, but certainly somewhere along the eastern horizon. She reported smoke that stood dark against the blankness of the sky, appearing nearly like a storm cloud, but the system that rolled through last week has been long gone for days. And a cloud of smoke is vastly different from a cloud-bearing rain, after all, and upon a closer look, they can be easily differentiated. Storm clouds hang down from the sky, while a cloud of smoke emanates from the earth, billowing upwards, stalactites and stalagmites of vapor and ash. And smoke, of course, has a different sort of color to it. It catches the light of the fire beneath, and the burning of organic matter gives the smoke itself a sickly shade of yellow, a muddied umber. Luckily for the woman who first reported the smoke, the fire department, and all residents of Color Luck, the prevailing wind blows from the west, pushing the smoke firmly away from town. But ash is choking, and fire a creature unto itself, unpredictable under even the best of conditions. With that said, any excursions to Mollymauk Woods are currently unsafe. Those living in eastern Color Luck should check with the Color Luck City Fire Department for recommended courses of action should the winds shift.
This is a good time to remind listeners to know your evacuation routes. They're there for a reason, people. This week's Fun Fact Corner is brought to you by the Public Domain. The Public Domain, a great way to read any story you want easily, for free, and with the freedom to be creative without any corporations getting mad about it. Okay, so I'll be telling you all about Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. And no, the title doesn't have the. It might be grammatically questionable, but it's definitely intentional. It's a story that a lot of people know at least the general concept of, but have you ever had a chance to read it? It's a short read. I think I read it in about 2 days, and the impact of it has kind of been lost over the years. Most people know the twist already, so when they go through how everything actually happened at the end, it unfortunately doesn't hit quite as hard as it would have for readers back when it was first published. Regardless, it's still worth reading. Pop culture has shifted the story over time, and going into it, I thought I knew the plot, but it was very different from the actual story. It paints Jekyll in a much more morally gray light than I thought he would be. Sure, he's presented as this upstanding gentleman who can do no wrong, but his actions end up throwing a lot of doubt onto his character. I won't go into too much detail, I wouldn't want to spoil a 100-year-old book, but there's a lot of fun analysis to be had about where exactly Jekyll ends and Hyde begins.
You and I will have to talk about that more later because I do want to hear your thoughts on that last point.
Oh, don't worry, you will.
Wonderful. And with that, thank you for joining us this evening on The Rock.
We'll talk to you all again next week, and remember, things are rarely that perfect.